Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for March 13th, 2026. Today is Friday in the third week of Lent. This is a reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. For though I am free from all, I have made myself a servant to all that I might win more of them. To the Jews I became as a Jew in order to win Jews. To those under the law became as one under the law, though not being myself under the law, that I might win those under the law. To those outside the law, I became as one outside the law, not being outside the law of God, but under the law of Christ, that I might win those outside the law. To the weak, I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share with them in its blessings. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. So I do not run aimlessly, I do not box as one beating the air, but I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified. Here ends the reading. In 1838, the General Convention of the Episcopal Church elected and consecrated a missionary bishop to oversee the establishment of congregations in what was then called the Northwest. The Northwest contained all or parts of the present states: Ohio, Michigan, Indiana, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. The person elected to this daunting task was Jackson Kemper. Kemper undertook this ministry, and it occupied him for the rest of his life. By some estimates, Kemper traveled well over 100,000 miles by foot, horseback, wagon, canoe, and flatboat in order to minister to a population that was sparse and spread out. His journals reflect that sometimes he would travel for 3 days just to gather with a family in a farmhouse to baptize a baby, or confirm a couple of kids, or maybe an adult. While the Episcopal Church did take root in the Northwest, it was very much a one convert at a time operation. I tell the Jackson Kemper story to shed some light on Paul's comments about his own ministry amongst the Corinthians and beyond. I do not believe for a moment that when he says, "I've become all things to all people," that Paul is suggesting he was some sort of theological chameleon, changing his convictions and positions in order to get a cheap convert. This would be hypocrisy at the highest level. I believe what Paul is talking about here is that he would allow nothing to be a stumbling block that would prevent someone from truly hearing the gospel message and being changed by that message. We live in a time where it's easy to believe that the way we attract folks to following Jesus and/or becoming a part of our congregations is to have an effective mass marketing strategy, or an engaging website, or a dynamic YouTube channel, or a winsome Facebook page. All of those things may be helpful, and in some instances necessary, but in the end, nothing substitutes for person-to-person conversation. In spite of the temptation to believe we can grow our churches simply by better use of technology, the reality is we are still a one convert at a time operation. To be committed to sharing the good news with the world around us will take the stamina of a long-distance runner. We cannot burn ourselves out by attempting to do everything all at once. We must focus. Some days our training will require us to study the Scripture. Other days we will be called to pray for wisdom. Some days we will have to take the risk of actually talking about the good news with another person, even if we are met with rejection or ridicule. Other days we may have to allow our actions of service and outreach to speak for us. All of this is challenging work, and sometimes it's exhausting work. But in the end, the Apostle Paul and Bishop Jackson Kemper remind us that most of the work of ministry is rarely in the spotlight. We meet people where they are. We share the good news in ways they can hear it or see it. We trust God to use our efforts to God's glory and for the benefit of others. Perseverance is not glamorous, but truthfully, perseverance is what leads us to the prize. Keep running the race, my friends. And if you find yourself too tired to run, simply walking in the way of Jesus for a while will be enough. Let us pray. Almighty God, you know that we have no power in ourselves to help ourselves. Keep us both outwardly in our bodies and inwardly in our souls, that we may be defended from all adversities which may happen to the body and from all evil thoughts which may assault and hurt the soul. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.